in this particular instance, we see that Severn Trent, who are a major English water company, who partnered up with an Irish company called Response to secure the contract for the building and running of the Letterkenny wastewater treatment plant, have refused to actually recognise the workers' rights to have a union represent them in collective bargaining. And also, so the mayor's now as well, that they're paying their skilled workers substantially less than equivalent workers would be paid in a local authority or in a similar type of industry. Severn Trent are not a charity. They are in the business to make profit on their contracts. So therefore, the profit element wouldn't be there if the local authority was running the treatment works in the first place. So I don't believe that there's actually any significant saving to be made by design, build and operate contracts. It's a way of the government has used since the early 2000s to effectively privatise the provision of water services.
Now, at present, the law is quite clear. A company cannot prevent a worker from joining the union, but neither is a company under any obligation to recognise or negotiate with that union. You believe that should be changed?
I think that should be changed. I think workers should have the right, because there isn't an equal power situation where individual workers are on an equal footing with their employer. So I think workers should have the right to join a union and have that union represent them in their dealings in terms of pay and conditions with their employer on that basis. And it's even more stark when you see that Severn Trent actually negotiate and deal with unions in the UK, but are refusing to do so here in Ireland.